Offer and acceptance. When a seller lists a property with a broker, the broker promises to make a reasonable effort to locate a purchaser willing to purchase the property at a price and terms stipulated in the listing agreement. A buyer's agent, either with the listing firm or working for another, shows the property to a prospective purchaser. The interested purchaser tells the agent to prepare an offer. The term contract is used somewhat loosely in the real estate industry. Agents may refer to a contract form as a contract, an offer, an earnest money contract, or any number of other names. An offer prepared by a buyer's agent that has not yet been accepted by the seller is not yet a contract. What constitutes an offer? Under ideal circumstances, an offer on a residential property is presented in writing on the required forms, including any needed addenda. On the other hand, circumstances are not always ideal, and any offer must be presented, even if it is an oral offer. An offer can be communicated by phone, fax, email, letter, hand delivery. Presentation of offers. All offers must be presented. Some states have specific time requirements for the presentation of offers. The rule that requires all offers to be presented means that an offer must be presented no matter how low or ridiculous. The agent does not have the authority to dismiss an offer without presenting it unless the party has given the agent instructions to the contrary. The exception to the all offers must be presented rule is that an agent can reject an offer of a certain price if the seller has given the agent written instructions to do so. A license holder has a duty to communicate or submit offers to his or her client. The communication or submission of an offer should be made promptly because the license holder's duty is to keep the principal or client informed at all times of material information. In most cases, license holders can easily submit an offer, or at least communicate to the principal they have received an offer, within a short period. Most states, including Texas, recognize the legal doctrine of imputed notice. Under this concept, an offer is presumed to have been delivered to the principal when it is delivered to the agent. A license holder who fails to communicate an offer promptly may be subject to a lawsuit by the seller and may be disciplined by the real estate commission that issued the license. An offer becomes a binding contract when it is signed by all parties, and the acceptance is communicated to the offering party. Communication is also referred to as notification. A buyer's agent might occasionally ask to be present when the listing agent presents the offer to the seller. As a rule, state licensing laws are silent on this question. However, some multiple listing services have rules stating that the listing agent should accommodate the agent's request. In such an event, the listing agent might ask the seller if the seller is willing to permit the buyer's agent to be present when the listing agent presents the offer. The listing agent might also want to advise the seller to listen to the buyer's agent, but not negotiate the offer until the listing agent and the seller have had an opportunity to review the offer and discuss matters privately. In some cases, a buyer's agent might question whether the listing agent presented the offer to the seller. In such a situation, the buyer's agent must be careful not to base such an allegation on suspicion and should have a reasonable basis. While it is permissible for a buyer's agent to ask for verification that the offer has been presented, for example, a written statement signed by the seller that the offer has been presented, in most states, neither the listing agent nor the seller is obligated to provide such verification. Nonetheless, the listing agent is statutorily and ethically obligated to present all offers promptly. Evaluation of offers. When a seller receives an offer, what is the bottom line? Is one of the first questions asked. Sellers are most interested in what they are going to net at closing. The listing agent should prepare a net sheet when presenting an offer to a seller. The net sheet is an estimate of the net proceeds to the seller and should be prepared based on the offer under consideration. Some offers from buyers provide that the seller pays for specific items that are not typical or the buyer generally pays for. Common examples include a provision that the seller pays for a residential service agreement, home warranty, or performs repairs and upgrades as a condition of the sale. When the seller agrees to this type of condition in a contract, the seller has made a concession. In some cases, a buyer might ask for the seller to contribute to the buyer's closing costs. Seller contributions to the buyer's closing costs reduce the amount of cash needed by the buyer at closing. The net sheet gives the seller an estimate of what the seller will realize at closing if the offer is accepted as presented. By preparing the net sheet, the license holder is not suggesting that the seller accept the offer as presented. The license holder is performing the duty to keep the client apprised of all important aspects of the transaction. In most cases, the initial offer is prepared by the agent working with the buyer. The offer is delivered to the listing agent, seller's agent, who presents the offer to the seller. The person making the offer is called the offerer. The person to whom the offer is made is the offeree. The offeree can accept the offer. This ability is known as the power of acceptance. For an offer to meet certain legal requirements, it must be communicated to a specific offeree. Hearsay knowledge does not constitute an offer. For example, suppose an individual in a public setting said he would be happy to buy the Johnson Place for $250,000. In that case, it is not an offer because it was not communicated to a specific offeree. Intended to be a serious offer, an offer made in jest, is not a valid offer. Definite and certain enough to be accepted by the offeree. The offer must be specific so that the offeree, by exercising the power of acceptance, knows exactly what he/she is accepting. In most residential real estate transactions, the offer is usually in the form of a contract completed by the buyer's agent, which is then delivered to the seller's agent. An offer with terms such as price to be negotiated later is not a valid offer because it is not specific. The person to whom an offer is made has several options when responding to the offer, including do nothing. An offeree is under no legal obligation to respond to any offer. Doing nothing is less than a desirable response, but is an option nonetheless. Reject. An offer may be rejected without explanation or comment. Rejection is also a less than desirable response because it does not invite further negotiations. A variation is the reject with an invitation to resubmit, by which the offeree rejects the offer, but provides suggestions to the offerer that might be acceptable to the offeree. Accept. Acceptance of a contract must include full acceptance of the entire offer without change. Any change, no matter how minor, becomes a counteroffer. Counteroffer. A counteroffer is made when a party changes an offer in some way and communicates that change to the other party. The counteroffer is actually a two-step process: the rejection of the original offer, coupled with a new offer. The counteroffer is normally done by one party, striking out the provision that is not acceptable and writing the acceptable term next to it. The changed term will then be initialed and sent back to the other party. Rejection of the original offer. In most cases, a counteroffer is a rejection of the original offer. As such, the original offer is no longer available for acceptance by the offeree. For example, consider a potential buyer offering to purchase a property at $245,000. If the seller responds with a counteroffer of $255,000, the original offer of $245,000 is no longer available for acceptance by the seller because he or she rejected it with the $255,000 counter. New offer. A counteroffer communicated to the other party becomes a new offer. In the example above, when the seller communicated a counteroffer of $255,000 to the potential buyer, the seller was offering to sell to the buyer at that price. Note that a working counteroffer does not change the list price of a property. There may be a $255,000 counteroffer working, but the $260,000 list price remains unchanged. Acceptance. Acceptance of an offer means that the accepting party does so with no change to the contract whatsoever. Any modification, no matter how trivial, turns the offer into a counteroffer. A contract for the sale of real estate must be in writing and signed by the parties to be charged with performance in order to be enforceable. Agents should make no representations regarding the acceptance of an offer until all parties have signed and the acceptance has been communicated. In determining whether or not there was an effective acceptance of the contract, the points generally considered are those of intent, the manner of acceptance, the timeliness of the acceptance, and whether or not that acceptance was unconditional. The manner of acceptance is also important. There must not have been any jest or proposed change in the offeree's mind or in the manner in which the offeree accepted the offer. The offeree must also have been the party to whom the offer was made and not someone who simply overheard the offer being made. The process of offer/counteroffer will continue until an agreement is made or one of the parties grows weary and withdraws. Multiple offers. If a broker receives more than one offer, all offers must be presented to the seller unless instructed otherwise. No offer has a priority of presentation over another. The broker should submit all offers promptly. For example, if a license holder receives an offer at 9 a.m. and presents it to the seller, then receives a second offer at 3 p.m., before the seller has accepted the first offer, the license holder has the duty to submit the later offer to the seller. Suppose the agent representing the second buyer knows there are multiple offers on the table. In that case, the listing agent should notify the agent representing the first buyer that multiple offers have been received. The same would be true regardless of the number of offers. The listing agent should keep the terms and conditions confidential to prevent a situation in which one buyer has a significant negotiating advantage over another. A broker is obligated to place the client's interest first and is also obligated to treat other parties to the transaction honestly. Termination of offers. An offer can be terminated prior to acceptance by the offeree due to the acts of the parties, the operation of law. The acts of the parties depend on the conduct of the offerer and offeree. If no time is specified, the offer remains open for a reasonable time, and the offeree may accept this offer within a reasonable time. If there is a specified period, the offer terminates upon the expiration of the period. An offer may include language such as, "This offer is in effect until 5 p.m. Month, date, year." In any event, an offer may be withdrawn at any time prior to its acceptance by the offeree. If the offer does not specify when it will terminate, the offeror should withdraw it in writing if that is their desire. The operation of law may terminate an offer. The law terminates the offer upon the death of either party prior to acceptance, the bankruptcy of either party, or a change in the law that renders the proposed contract illegal.